Those who are genuine refugees, and that is determined again by the United Nations, will not be returned. Those who are illegal immigrants, will be returned. And it is customary international law for countries to receive their own immigrants back into their country. And if this right honourable gentleman is suggesting that we ever get to a position when you cannot return illegal immigrants to their country of origin, then he is proposing international chaos.
We ignore the fact that 80% of this country is actually white. We are constantly not prepared to ask deeper level questions. When BLM riots happened in 2020, the media coverage, the social media coverage, was all asking the question, why? Why do black people feel the way they feel in this country, in America? But no one seems to be prepared to ask these questions towards these group of people. Instead, they want to put them all in a box of crazy white EDL far-right people, rather than actually sitting there saying, what has happened to this country? Will Sir Keir Starmer actually wake up and actually do something to this? Or will we turn into France, where this is just going to keep on happening on a regular basis? So,
be in no doubt, those that have participated in this violence will face the full force of the law. The police will be making arrests. Individuals will be held on remand. Charges will follow, and convictions will follow.
Labour Party Prime Minister Keir Starmer's pitiful leadership is no different than what we are seeing from other globalist puppets. The native people have clearly had enough after decades of patient cautiousness wading through the rising totalitarianism of the New World Order's planned invasion of the West.
We will have a standing army of specialist officers, public duty officers, so that we'll have enough officers to deal with this where we need them.
He's just assaulted him there for no reason.
Starmer, a former investigating officer of the Crown Prosecution Service, oversaw the extradition of Julian Assange over bogus rape charges, protected MI5 and MI6 operatives from torture prosecution. Starmer also has a history of bullying journalists with lawfare in order to please his oligarch masters, waging war against any and all that pose a threat to the Trojan horse of the New World Order agenda.
This is not protest.
Well, what do you think of the far-right protests in the UK and the rise of Islamophobia in the UK?
I think that it's exactly what I've been talking about for 2 years now, which is the destabilization project of Europe, which, whether they like it or not, includes the UK. That you will see increasing civil strife, you will see increasing civil unrest, you will see increasing division, violent hatred, factions against factions, militants against militants, and the militants aren't going to be our kind of militants anymore. There's going to be white nationalists. There's going to be all different types. There's going to be from the right wing, there's going to be from the left wing. There's going to be communists, there's going to be anarchists, there's going to be everything. That's environmentalists. All of these things, it's going to get bad, everyone. The people who have created the problem for you also create the narrative and the means of delivering narratives that tell you that the one to blame is always somebody else. It's always not them. It's never the one who's creating the narrative is never the one to blame. And they can control the narrative and they control the propagation of the propaganda to make sure that you think that your problem is caused by this guy or that guy, yeah, or this brown one or that Arab one or that immigrant or that woman or that man or what have you, that leftist, that environmentalist, that right winger. As long as you're never looking at them.
Then there was this, as I say, clash between protesters and the police, and that is when they then ran off across the park here. A big group ran off, looking for trouble, it looked like, to us. So we're just going to step away now from this group behind us, but a lot of disorder here.
Starmer is as deeply embedded in the globalist operation to destabilize the West as one can get. He has paid his dues, done the dirty work, and has been rewarded with power after only receiving 18% of the vote over a country he and his cohorts cannot control. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Tuesday, August 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody and stuff together.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. This is the InfoWars World Headquarters. We've got a big show for you today. We got Lisa Logan at 9 o'clock. We'll be joined by Kirk Elliott, 8:30 time slot. Lots of stuff going on around the world. Of course, we'll get back into the civil war in the UK, tell you the latest there. We'll play some Kamala Harris videos. And we'll get into what's happening with the so-called Trump-proofing of the U.S. government. The plans, the operations being put into place to guarantee that Trump either never becomes president by sparking a civil war, or if he does become president, to withhold vital information from him and hamstring his entire administration from the get-go. They're doing it quite openly and in a variety of different ways, so we'll show you all of them. We'll get into that and more. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 6th of August, 2024. UK riots latest, 30 new rallies on police radar and lawyers' offices threatened, sources say. Another night of violence and disorder involving anti-immigrant rioters with counter-protests in some places is the way Sky News puts it. We'll show you videos you're seeing on screen now, but we have a lot. And spoiler alert. There's a hell of a lot more violence from the mobs of masked Muslims than from the right wing, but they hardly even get a mention in mainstream media. 30 new rallies on police radar and police officers threatened, sources say, petrol bombs in Belfast and sustained violence in Plymouth. Man seriously hurt in a hate crime. Teenager tells of traumatic moment rioters tried to break into home. Foreign states may be spreading disinformation, government warns. Well, we'll give you the real information here in just a minute. I just want to say, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. I was talking yesterday, tweeting out, does the far right in England, do they know where their government is? In other words, all you're doing if you're, burning down migrant shelters with people inside is giving fuel to the flame. You're not solving anything. But then again, I don't know, if you go and march on the Capitol and actually try to confront the people that are actually making these decisions and flooding your country with violent foreigners, then I guess it's January 6th 2.0. So UK in a very tight spot right now. Very tough position. And we can only hope that by showing the absolute insanity and the comparison between how the police and how the media is treating the peaceful protesters, who actually are just normal people gathering to protest their country being destroyed, versus the mobs of masked up black clad Muslims roaming around attacking people. Then maybe out of this comes some actual decent government programs, and you can solve this through the same mechanism that the problem was caused. We'll get back into that. Meanwhile, scathing report reveals Biden-Harris administration released dozens of migrants who are on the terror watch list into the U.S. Nearly 100 illegal immigrants on the terror watch list have been released into the United States during the Biden administration, while Border Patrol agents have encountered migrants on the watch list from dozens of different countries, a new House report is revealing. Under the Biden-Harris administration, of more than the 250 illegal aliens on the terrorist watch list who were encountered by Border Patrol at the southwest border between fiscal years 21 and 23, DHS has released into American communities at least 99, with at least 34 others in DHS custody, but not yet removed from the United States. And yes, as we get closer to the election, the Biden administration is pretending to actually care about the migrant problems they've caused for the last 4 years. And so we'll see more stories about this. Biden, Harris clamping down on the border as if they couldn't do that the whole time. It shows that they know that people hate their policies, and that if their policies were ever legitimately discussed on mainstream media, nobody would vote for them. And so they have to just pretend for a couple months here to trick the gullible people. Meanwhile, Harris poised to name running mate and launch multi-state tour. Vice President Harris holed up at her residence at the Naval Observatory on Monday to finalize the selection of her running mate, perhaps the biggest decision of her nascent campaign, as plans... What's that? Has he been chosen? Oh, it's Waltz. It's Tim Waltz. All right, this must have broken minutes ago. All right, Tim Waltz, we'll cover that then if the crew can print a story of that. All right. Daily Dispatch in real time. Finally, we have this on the Ukrainian front. Ukraine is crossing another Russian red line. Russian military bloggers are downplaying the threat that F-16s delivered to Ukraine posed to Moscow's forces, contradicting earlier concerns voiced by pro-invasion forces that a red line had been crossed for the Kremlin. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday that the long-awaited F-16s had been received, and he thanked Denmark, the Netherlands, and the U.S. This is fulfilling a pledge by President Joe Biden for the U.S. to allow allies to supply the American planes and help train the pilots. Kiev has so far received 10 out of the 79 jets, according to economists, which noted Ukrainian pilots could be flying twice as many as that by the end of the year. Will this make a difference? No. Will this mean that the Ukraine will now be victorious in this conflict? No, absolutely not. Will it prolong and exacerbate the conflict? Well, absolutely. That's the point. And finally, we have this. Federal judge declares Google a monopolist, setting up the stage for a major industry shakeup on Monday. A pivotal ruling from a federal judge declared that Google had breached antitrust regulations in its quest to dominate the online search and advertising sectors. Judge Mehta's decision noted that Google had perpetuated its monopoly through specific strategies that violated Section 2 of the Sherman Act. The lawsuit, which commenced in 2020, later expanded to include multiple states and territories, encapsulating the gravity and scale of the legal scrutiny Google faces. Early in the trial, government attorney Kenneth Dittsner articulated that the proceedings would significantly influence the future of internet governance. And again, we'll get back into that a little bit later if we have time. We have so much to cover here, but that's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to keep us on the air and in the fight in bringing you this vital information. And our two guests today, I feel like they're like bookends on the collapse of the Western world. We're going to have Lisa Logan at 9. It's in reverse order, but Lisa Logan will talk about social-emotional learning in the just very subtle and devious way. Thank you that education is being used to weaken, soften up the Western world for all of the disturbing things they have planned for us. And the inevitable result of that is, of course, total economic collapse, which Kirk Elliott will help guide us through. So we'll be talking about the beginning of and end of the fall of Western civilization today. And that is exactly what it's looking like in the UK with this full-fledged civil war breaking out there. And it seems like, I was talking to a friend about this, it seems like they obviously have their plans in place where they just poke and poke and poke the English people, just abuse and abuse and abuse and overrun and sideline and just heap you know, disrespect upon misery on the UK people, waiting for them to push back, knowing that the moment that they do, they'll call it hate and make it illegal, criminalize it. Because we were talking about the way that they're trying to frame Tommy Robinson, despite the fact that he's on a beach somewhere. And it's almost like, you know, this is just what the program is. This is just what the system says to run. They just had it pre-planned, okay? When people finally push back, well, we have their leader, Tommy Robinson. We'll blame it on him. Because, of course, the exact reason why they hate Tommy Robinson, because he's not a violent militia leader, because he's not trying to overthrow the UK government, because he's not motivated by racial hate or supremacy or anything of the sort. So, of course, they have to blame him and make it look like the violence is on him, because then you get to criminalize his legal political behavior. You get to act like the tactic of holding marches and spreading awareness and making documentaries, that is really what kicked all of this off. So that's what has to be made illegal. That's what can't be countenanced. People talking to each other and peacefully protesting and holding votes. It's the criminalization of democracy in many ways. That may be sort of a theme here. Let's go now to one of my favorite young activists from England. Clip number 12. This is Jack Anderton talking about the three young girls that were stabbed. The impetus behind this, the outbreak of civil unrest, and how it's just so obvious. It's the migrant crime from the rabid foreigners that are preying on innocent English people. That is, in fact, the real problem, not, you know, soccer hooligans waving a British flag. Let's go now to clip number 12.
The evil attack on a dance school in Southport this week, resulting in the tragic death of three children and many more injured, has shocked and angered our country. Just hours ago, Keir Starmer spoke out about the protests and disorder that have taken place in response to the attack. Instead of focusing on keeping you and your children safe from rampant knife crime, he decides to focus on the protests. This is a distraction. It's a diversion. Three young girls were stabbed to death. That is the real problem, not the protests. Keir Starmer clearly does not care. Throughout his life, Keir Starmer has worked to free dangerous criminals. He cannot and will not keep your family safe. Instead, he wishes to now set up a police state, not to stop knife crime, but to stop, quote, disorder. Starmer and the Labour Party, along with a complicit media, should not be allowed to divert attention from this horrific attack. Our country is nearing a crossroads. Violence and disorder is not the answer, and peace must prevail. But the genuine anger across our country is rightly felt.
Very powerful stuff, and of course he's exactly right. And again, that is really the key to this. There are two keys to this movement being successful. One is expanding and bringing more people on, and we're going to attempt to do that by showing you videos of what they're up against and the people that are being protected by the administration in the UK, the tactics that they're using to disempower natives and empower foreigners, something that should be outraging to anybody in Britain. Any native British person should be outraged by this. It's not a far-right issue. It's a basic safety and democracy issue, obviously. And that's sort of both, right? It has to expand, and it has to either take over the government, like it has to actually, like, oust Keir Starmer and get a new government in that will actually respond to some of these demands, or needs to get the government to at least agree to some major significant changes, like more significant than anything. And I don't even know if that's honestly, I don't even know if that's possible. So I'm just thinking about it. And it's like, well, what about what happened with Brexit, right? Brexit was a giant protest movement in which for like years they had to campaign, they had to work to get this vote. They finally got the government to agree to putting it to a vote. They won the vote. and basically nothing changed. Like, very little has happened. It was all about immigration at the end of the day. The vote for Brexit was a vote to break away from the EU migration, you know, quotas, that sort of thing. And nothing happened. So, how could you even trust an agreement from this government? Like, if this government, if things got so bad, if like a month from now things are still burning and it's still crazy and the government finally says, all right, you know, we need concessions on both sides. We'll lower, you know, immigration. We'll stop the boats coming across. You guys have to stop rioting. Like, finally come to an agreement. Would you trust the UK government to even fulfill what they said they would do? Like, I think you need a full-fledged revolution here, which means you got to keep going and you have to maintain the optics here. Stop burning down the Holiday Inn Express. Instead, clog up the, you know, financial mechanisms of your country. Clog up London. Wouldn't it be nice if, like, all of the climate change protesters could join in? Wouldn't it be nice if all of the various groups, activist groups in the UK, could join in, just say, hey, we could solve a lot of these problems if we weren't dealing with massive, unrelenting immigration? If you had the climate change protesters there, you'd get police protection. They'd help you out. You'd get good press. That's a funny thing. I haven't even thought about that. But, I mean, compare the right-wing protesters to the left-wing protesters. And the right-wing protesters are getting dogs set on them. And the climate protesters are being gently escorted from the British Royal Museum after they destroy a Van Gogh. I haven't even seen anything worse than what the Just Stop Oil people do yet. But that's never been a national crisis like this one is. And of course, the videos coming out, try as hard as they might to frame this like an issue of the far right, you know, being violent and insane, they are really having trouble. They're having trouble keeping that lie going. We can go first to clip number two. I'm sure people have seen this quite a bit, but it broke yesterday evening after our show, so our audience might not have seen it. Clip number two, Sky News journalist forced off the air by Muslim protesters in Birmingham. Let's watch.
Community leaders have been speaking to the police as well because...
Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Fuck Israel!
But I think, apologies for the language you're hearing, but a sense of the anger, I think you can hear there.
Yeah, Casey, I think we... Becky, I apologise. We need to leave you there, and Becky, we'll have security there, and... we will leave that, and I apologize once again.
Yeah, I apologize for showing that.
There.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry for letting you see the reality. Whew, our bad. No, we're sitting there trying to frame the far right as the bad guys when all of a sudden a bunch of black-clad, masked Muslim men started threatening our reporter. Sorry, had to shatter the illusion there for a minute. It didn't end there. Clip number one is that same man in the balaclava, the ski mask, attempting to slash the tires of the Sky News van. I think he did slash them, actually. Let's go to clip one. Literally being chased by this guy. And they're still covering for him. And they're, like, not even, like, I'm surprised they let this out. So, yeah, there he's slashing the tires of the van. And yet they're calling the far right the dangerous ones. This really goes on and on. I mean, I have so many videos. Clip 21, Birmingham. Birmingham is where it really kicked off yesterday. Here's just one of the attacks of, again, just mobs of armed, masked, black-clad foreigners taking over the streets of England and dragging people out of their cars to beat them. That's what's going on. Finding a random UK citizen forced to flee in their cars. And yet every single mainstream media outlet simply reporting This is far right, and that is the thing, right? It is just the same thing over and over. It's like exhausting having to go through it. It's so simple. It's so simple, all of these things that they do. And I guess it's just what happens when you control the media. Like, when you control the information flow, you can just pull this type of stuff off. Where, you know, I'm just thinking back to, like, you know, all the way back in 2016, when Trump would have a rally and a bunch of Trump supporters would show up with their families in their Trump gear, ready to watch a political speech. Antifa would be waiting for them, attacking them, and then the headline would read, "Violence at Trump rally." But more, you know, Trump brings more violence to the city. They're the ones being attacked. So you have these protests, these right-wing nativist protests, nationalist protests, populist protests in England. They get attacked, and it's reported as violence at right-wing protests. I'm sure there's been some. They've burned down buildings. They burned down, you know, these foreign colonies in their own land. No doubt about that. But again, the way you frame it, yeah, if a bunch of Muslims guys show up to a right-wing protest and beat them all up, and the headline reads, "Violence at right-wing protest," it's not technically a lie, right? But it's a complete fabrication. It is a total lie. And at this point, they're not even, you know, keeping their violence to the people protesting them. At this point, they're just roaming around attacking random people in a local pub. Let's go down to clip number 25. Here again is Birmingham.
Look there now. Guys, I'm just coming over to the pub. I'm showing dominance. Certainly dominance of everybody. You know what
asserting
I mean?
Dominance.
Pubs is where it all starts.
This is where it all starts.
You have too much to drink, and it causes you problems. You know what I mean?
So these are the Muslim people. This is stream from the Muslim side saying we are asserting dominance, going and attacking the pub. And it could just be because they serve alcohol and Muslims are viciously anti-alcohol. Look, Islam is not a religion where it's like, you know, treat others as you like to be treated. Well, if they want to drink, that's up to them. We, you know, we don't mind. No, like, go to an Islamic country and order a beer. They will, like, get mad at you. It's happened to me. It happened to me in Turkey. So there's wandering around at this point looking for victims. They found them. Clip 28, here's them attacking that pub as they wander around randomly. They end up viciously attacking people just at the pub, hanging out. Clip 31 is a different angle of this, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, here's from inside the pub. It's literally under siege. We need the Winston Churchill speech. We're fighting the beaches. We're fighting the valleys. We're fighting the rivers. Well, not anymore. Maybe that's the way England used to be. Now you've got literally mobs of foreigners waving foreign flags. And of course, a lot of this is being manipulated politically because of the conflict in the Middle East. But that's not what it's about, and that's not the point of this whatsoever. The consistent belief is people have a right to their own countries. So that's true for Palestinians, and it's true for the English. Right now it's being set up just to create more hate for the Palestinians to justify attacking them.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. My guest joining me now is Kirk Elliott, precious metals dealer, cutting-edge precious metals dealer with a heart. Dr. Kirk Elliott's team redefined service, turning dreams into reality, putting people over profit. You can follow Mr. Elliott at X at Kirk Elliott, PhD. His website is kepm.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Elliott.
It's so great to be with you, Harrison. How's it going?
It's going good. I'm doing great because I got no money in the stock market, but that might not be the case for some of our listeners. So I simply avoid participating in the market too much because it all baffles and confuses me, and I trust things that I can hold and not numbers on a screen. So I'm a little bit, you know, always a little bit lost when it comes to the economy, and I freely admit that. So just give me the basics. What is happening right now with the sell-off? Why are stocks so low, and what does that mean for our average viewer?
Well, this is really big, and your comment kind of made me laugh because it's like everybody always complains. It's like, I need more money to invest. I need to invest in the stock market. And for the first time, how a day can change everything. You say, I'm so glad I didn't have any money in the stock market, right? But But it's big. This is big, Harrison. So, kind of take a little bit of a step back to actually explain what's happening today. It all stems with Japan. And you know, I've been talking on InfoWars for I don't know, 9 months now about, you know, how things are overvalued, right? You've got too much stimulus money that's gone into the system, keeping things propped up when there's no revenue. And we've been predicting a crash of the markets, not just here, but globally for literally 9 months, right? So, but I didn't think it was going to be Japan that would be the spark that caused the global contagion to happen, but it was. So if you go all the way back to, I mean, decades, Japan has actually basically defied the trend of having to, since COVID even, starting to raise interest rates. They've kept low interest rates for decades, artificially low, sometimes negative, literally negative interest rates. Because in Japan, they have so much debt that if you start to raise rates even a little, it will cause a huge recession because of all the debt. You know, and people have their debt payments and everything else. So if you start raising rates and jacking them up, people aren't going to be able to afford them. And they didn't want to have a banking failure or people starting to pull out of the banks and delinquencies and defaults and everything else. So they kept rates artificially low. I mean, literally, Harrison, people complain in America how much their mortgage payments are. Imagine a 30-year mortgage isn't really the reality in Japan. They have like longer ones, like 50 years, and sometimes multi-generation mortgages because people can't afford to live in Tokyo, right? So the inflationary pressures are massive. They've been, you know, goosing the system and printing yen like there's no tomorrow for the longest time and having cheap money to not have the markets implode. Well, a couple months ago, they decided, let's consider raising interest rates because our inflation is so much that if we don't start raising rates to slow down that inflation, we're going to go into a hyperinflationary spiral like Venezuela or Argentina or Zimbabwe, right? They got to the point of critical mass. So recently they just decided let's raise the rates on the Japanese yen a quarter of a point. Well, this upset the apple cart. Number one, they have way too much money in debt, and so that caused them to go into recession. So they raised rates in the middle of a massive economic slowdown in Japan. That's like the kiss of death. But they had to. It was like this catch-22, right? It's like if we don't raise rates, inflation is going to go through the roof. If we raise rates to slow down inflation, we're going to cause a recession or depression, right? So they chose, let's raise rates a little bit because we don't want this inflationary spiral. So what's bigger than that, though, is the what's called the Japanese yen carry trade. So imagine this little scenario. So they've had rates like zero for decades, and this carry trade is about $20 trillion, meaning countries, investors, businesses, hedge funds, whatever, can borrow money from Japan for like zero and then just go to America and invest it at 4%. And it's like free money, right? It's like this arbitrage. So when they started raising rates, it upset the apple cart with that carry trade and it's over, right? This is lights out. Now, what's going to intensify that is Jerome Powell at the Fed saying, we've done such an amazing job, America, that we can actually lower interest rates in September, right? We've paused forever. We've paused for the last like 11 meetings. We're going to lower rates because we've won the battle against inflation. It's like, no, you haven't. Right. You haven't. What you're realizing is America is tapped out. People don't have enough money to live. They're living hand to mouth every single month. Most of America is. And at these interest rates that you've got, you're going to create, like what Japan did, a recessionary spiral. So they said, let's lower interest rates and we'll use the story that we won the battle against inflation. It's like, ask anybody watching this show, Harrison, if they think that they've won the war against inflation when they go to the gas station or the grocery store, have to pay their insurance bill or their rent or their mortgage. No, they haven't. right? So when America lowers rates while Japan is raising rates, it multiplies the negative impact of that carry trade, right? So now markets are reeling. The largest bank in Japan was down 21% yesterday alone.
Wow.
Right. And if you look at like the top 10 banks in Japan, down 11%, down 15%, down 9%. I mean, that's just day one, right? This is going to continue on. So now the Fed and their ultimate wisdom, which is anti-wisdom, says maybe we should have an emergency meeting to actually lower rates like immediately and more than what we thought, like half a point instead of a quarter in September. Well, that would, so here's the problem. This is truly a catch-22, Harrison, because if you lower interest rates in America, you actually destroy the economy of the rest of the world, right? Because all the people that own treasuries, right? So if you raise interest rates, you destroy the American public because of all the debt that we have. So what are they going to do? Are they going to destroy the world's economy? Or are they going to destroy Americans' livelihood? Those are the really two options that they have in front of them, because they've lived a lifestyle at the Fed and in America of unsustainable debt. You know, this anti-biblical position of, oh, a borrower is a slave to the lender, Proverbs tells us. And so our whole system is built on debt. We are economic slaves to the lender, and now we have to pay the piper. This is the beginning of an unraveling of finance as we know it.
Yeah, that all makes perfect sense, and it just seems like this system was almost built to fail. It seems like there's no good way out of this, and it seems like you can sort of put off the collapse for as long as you want, but the longer you put it off, the worse the collapse eventually is, and it feels like we've been teetering on that edge for the last, 10, 15 years at this point? I mean, how long has this bubble been growing, and how big is the explosion going to be when it pops?
Oh, well, it started, I would say, back in the early 1900s with the emergence of the Federal Reserve, where right. You got rid of tangible backing to a currency. We used to have a currency that was backed by gold,
yeah.
Meaning we had to have discretion in our printing. We couldn't print money unless there was gold backing for it. So when the Federal Reserve started, it started this. But really, the multiplication of the demise happened in the early 70s when Nixon closed the gold window completely, even for countries wanting to trade back and forth and say, hey, we'll take our settlement with each other in gold instead of dollars. Well, Nixon said,
Stay with us. Kirk Elliott on the other side explaining how we got here and what comes next. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. My guest is Kirk Elliott of Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. You can find their website at kepm.com. And you can follow Mr. Elliott himself, Dr. Elliott, I should say, at Kirk Elliott, PhD, on X. And, of course, it's like no matter what question you ask about the economy, it all seems to go back to that fabled date, 1971. And there's the great website, WTF Happened in 1971, where you can see just about any statistic you can graph with, you know, the economy – takes a divergent path in 1971. Income, rate goes down, suddenly splitting. Productivity versus compensation, real GDP, real wages and trade policies. I mean, everything changes in 1971. And this is really the lesson that Ron Paul taught all of us, right, is that the head of the snake is the Federal Reserve, and that if you're just trying to patch up all of these problems, the inflation, the whatever, I mean, whatever it is, you're not going to solve it. You're treating the symptoms, not the underlying cause. The underlying cause is the Federal Reserve and the failure to have our currency backed by anything at all. But now I guess, you know, our dollar is backed by war, right? It's backed by our projection of strength overseas, keeping people on the dollar. That's going away, isn't it? How much is this economic downturn related to the prospects of World War III on the horizon, Kirk?
Most of it, like literally almost all of it, I would say, Harrison. I think that's a very intuitive thing to say, because most people wouldn't look at it like that. But, you know, in 1971, when we got rid of the gold standard, we still had backing to our currency, but it changed to oil, right? So when we went on the petrodollar in the early 70s, when Kissinger cut a deal with Saudi Arabia and said, hey, you trade all of your oil in dollars in exchange for military protection. And so that's what caused the backing of our currency. Why we were able to print so much money and still have demand for our currency is because all oil was traded in U.S. dollars. Well, think about that. They wanted military protection in exchange for using our dollar, right? So in the weird sense, as much as the Middle Eastern nation, the Arab nations, the Muslim community hates America, we're the great Satan, right? That's what they call us. And Israel's the little Satan. They funded our economy by selling all of their oil in U.S. dollars. And they just have to be ticked about that, right? So when the BRICS nations really started to actually grow and thrive and get bigger. In January, the BRICS nations added United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Iran into the mix, right? So now most of the oil producers, OPEC, is part of the BRICS nations. So here's the thing. Do these OPEC producing Middle Eastern nations need military protection anymore that Kissinger promised them? No, they don't. Because when they're part of the BRICS nations, they now have Russia and China for military protection as part of their coalition. So goodbye, petrodollar. Now the U.S. dollar has no demand, right? Because no more petrodollar. We have no demand. So now we've got to print our way out of everything like every other country. So here's where economic conditions ultimately start to get people really ticked. When you start stealing money from other countries' wallets, it becomes squirrely, it gets bad, and those economic problems often lead into political or geopolitical problems, which would be war. So to a long answer to your short question, yes, I think we are on the verge of World War III, and the power shift, it's like this pendulum shifting moment from the West to the East as London and the United States are losing their banking power, their monetary might, and it's going to Beijing, right? And so we're seeing that happen right underneath our nose and at a supernatural rate of speed, right? So who else is seeing this? So the weird thing is, you know, people can talk about conspiracies or whatever all the time, right? But over the last 14 days, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, the Oracle of Omaha, one of the best investors of all time, in the last 2 weeks sold $3.8 billion of Bank of America, one of his favorite stocks that they own. Why would he sell it? Why would he sell his favorite? When people sell things, Harrison, like let's put you and I in the picture. We sell things because we need money. Or if we're investors, we sell things because we expect what we have to go down in the future and we want to lock in our profits. Now, right. Warren Buffett doesn't need money. He's sitting now on a record $277 billion worth of cash. Right. He doesn't need money. So what is he doing? He's selling things now because he doesn't believe that they're going to go up in the future. He believes they're going to come down. What else did he sell on Friday? He sold half of his Apple stock. So Warren Buffett doesn't believe in the banking sector. He doesn't believe in the tech sector. He's selling it. And this happens the day before the Japanese market sell-off. What did he know? Well, he's not necessarily a prophet, right? But he knows people at the World Economic Forum and everything else. He knows what's kind of going to happen. But you know what? So do listeners on InfoWars. Because like Alex Jones and I, and even previous show I did with you, we've been talking about this for 9 months. This isn't a surprise to us. So he's just doing the same thing that we've been talking about for 9 months, right? So he's getting out of Dodge because there's bad things coming. And then you add to this mix, Harrison, Israel being, you know, attacked on all sides, military conflict, that conflict in the Middle East creates fear and people start to make stupid decisions when they're fearful. Then you add to that the new pandemic that's coming, right, that they've already told us about. They're projecting it. It's like, no, this bird flu is going to be bad. It has a 20% mortality rate. COVID only had 0.6. Just yesterday, HHS decided, oh, let's actually start to do the testing and get everything ready for new PCR tests, new vaccines, right? And there's mandates that are going to be coming. I can sense it. I can feel it. I can smell it. You have all of those happening at the same time, economic collapse. But what thrives during times like this? Gold and silver do, tangible assets. It's not fake, right? It's not something digital. It's not paper. It's real, tangible assets. They do very well during times like this. Well, it's like, we have to answer this question. Well, then why did gold and silver sell off over the last couple of weeks with everything else? Because the sell-off in the markets from Japan and everything else that's been happening was so extreme that people got scared. And they said, I'm selling everything. I don't know what to keep, right? So even gold and silver came down some, but not as much as everything else. And to me, it's going to go back up because the fundamentals of the markets did not change. It was the knee-jerk reaction to people selling everything. But in times of crisis, in times of chaos, people always look for quality. They have this safe haven investment. Gold and silver have always done that, which is why, Harrison, I will shout it from the rooftops till there's no one else to listen because it's that important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just makes sense. And it's what the people have been warning about this, have been saying for so long. And again, I just wonder, I mean, how much of this, what comes next, I guess is my question. What comes next? Because it seems like either we're going into a very troubling economic situation or they might do something extreme like some sort of cyber attack and they'll just take out the banking system entirely and say we have to replace it all with the digital currency because of, you know, that old system failed. Now we have to do the CBDCs. I mean, are they setting us up for a total shift in the way the market functions by launching something like that?
I think so, because who in their right mind would want CBDCs? If we were to say, well, CBDCs are basically intrusion on your bank account, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up with ours with a flip of a switch. Yep. We don't like your politics. We don't like your religion. We don't like that you put gas in your truck or you eat meat rather than bugs, right? Yep. Anything, right? Anything they could flip off that switch. It's like, who would want that? Nobody. But if the crisis is so bad and banks are failing and people are running out of money and you've got wars and rumors of wars, people will say, okay, government, please just fix it. We'll give up our freedoms in exchange for perceived security and peace. This is what's coming. Now, the problem is we saw it with CrowdStrike last week, right? When CrowdStrike went down and you had airlines, you know, Delta, United.
They're all running on the same system, yeah.
They're all running on this Microsoft Windows Server system that CrowdStrike was on. And that CrowdStrike actually helps, you know, most of the Fortune 500 companies with their cybersecurity. So this impacted the world. It grounded airlines. Banks weren't able to wire monies for a while. Hospitals couldn't do surgeries because their computer systems didn't work. It's like, really? We feel safe with a digital currency when something as simple as a software upgrade could shut everything down?
Are you joking me? They're setting us up for collapse. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much for keeping us on the ball. At Kirk Elliott, PhD, KEPM.com. Thank you for joining us. And get gold, folks. Spend your money on something you can hold.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We have to prepare for a more angry world.
So these disorders are breaking up in towns and cities across the UK. They're organised by people in those towns and cities, and these people are angry and they're fighting, yeah? And they're fighting the authorities. Now, it's not the English Defence League. Why have they blamed the English Defence League? Because they want to create this bogeyman rather than say, the British public are pissed. They're pissed in every town and city.
I've asked for early consideration of the earliest naming and identification of those involved in the process who will feel the full force of the law. And thirdly, I've been absolutely clear that the criminal law applies online as well as offline, and I'm assured that that's the approach that is being taken.
In Russia last year, 400 people were arrested for things that they said on social media. 400 people in Russia. Obviously, this country is very different. How many people do you think were arrested in Britain for things they said on social media last year?
Go on.
Take a guess.
I've no idea.
3,300.
Really?
He's coming for all of you. That's what he says. Okay? And he implies, I believe, and many others believe, he's talking to me.
The full force of the law will be visited on all those who are identified as having taken part in these activities.
This is very urgent business, ladies and gentlemen, I beseech you. Resist it while you still can, and before the right to complain is taken away from you, which will be the next thing, you will be told you can't complain because you're Islamophobic. The term is already being introduced into the culture as if it was an accusation of race hatred, for example, or bigotry, whereas it's only the objection to the preachings of a very extreme and absolutist religion. Watch out for these symptoms. They are not the symptoms of surrender, very often ecumenically offered to you by men of God in other robes, Christian and Jewish and smarmy ecumenical. These are the ones who hold open the gates for the barbarians. The barbarians never take a city till someone holds the gates open for them. And it's your own preachers who will do it for you, and your own multicultural authorities who will do it for you. Resist it while you can.
One of the things that is coming up over and over again is Islamophobia. And, well, you can see the stats. Clearly, we need to just say over and over again, Islamophobia is intolerable.
Allahu Akbar!
We are here merely saying to you, look, there's a better way of life. You do not need to live like animals following your own desires. The big industries you see nowadays in the West are things like gambling, pornography, alcohol, drugs, you know, homosexuality.
If you took over Britain, you'd ban alcohol.
Of course, alcohol will be banned. Drugs will be banned. Pornography will be banned. Gambling will be banned. But the money
queen,
saved,
the queen?
There will be no monarchy.
I believe the only solution is jihad and a call for jihad. An announcement for jihad.
What is the solution to liberate people in the concentration camps on Palestine?
Jihad!
What is
jihad.
The solution?
Jihad!
Allah!
Jihad!
He who sent his messenger with guidance, was deen in haq and the deen of truth. And the deen of truth, why? For what reason? لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّي. To make it superior over all other deens. To make it superior over all other deeds, to make it superior over democracy.
Why are you protesting against the people protesting the stabbing of little girls? Are you mentally unwell? Why do you wish to bring back communism and socialism when it killed 100 million people in the 20th century? I'm sorry to announce England will be forever, English people will live forever. Your international globalist bullcrap will not stand. Sorry to announce nationality still exists. People are still patriotic. People still... agreement without getting stabbed. People want to be able to get a spot at the GP or at their local school, but for some reason you guys want to turn it all into a dirty, nasty version of the Soviet Union. You are the real racists. You are the real idiots.
Every hotel in every city, Alex. Now, there were riots in Liverpool 5-6 months ago. Nothing to do with me, because the Muslims in the hotel was harassed young schoolgirls. It had been filmed on camera, and all the local men went up there, rioted. They all got put in jail. They blamed it on the far right, the imaginary far right again.
All right, folks, we'll be back on the other side to talk about the world at war, worldwide civil war. It's happening, folks.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Unfortunately, Lisa Logan had a bit of a family emergency, and we're going to have to reschedule her. So prayers to her, and hope everything's all right. And we will get her on later in the week, probably. That means we'll have more time for your phone calls. This show will open up the phone lines in the third hour. There's still more to talk about with the UK riots. There is a very big story. In fact, we'll get to this now, and then in the next segment, we'll talk about Tim Walz, and we'll give you the rundown on who that slime ball is. And hey, maybe he's the best Democrat they have. Maybe he's the best. I mean, sure, his state burned down and was the beating heart of the Black Lives Matter riots and just collapsed in failure under him. But at least it's not California, right? At least it's not Josh Shapiro, IDF soldier. So, hey, maybe it's the best they have to offer. But we'll get into who exactly he is. But I want to get into a different topic now that is going to be incredibly important, sort of whether or not Trump wins. But this is basically on the assumption that Trump's going to win. I don't believe the Kamala hype, even a little bit. And maybe that's just wishful thinking on my part. Maybe I have too high of a view of the average American person. But nobody likes Kamala. Nobody's ever liked Kamala. This is not the first time that she's had, you know, beneficial media coverage. This has been a very regular thing for her entire career. When she was in the Senate, she was constant videos of, you know, her being stupid, but it being portrayed as her being some boss lady. But I don't know. I mean, maybe America really is this easy to lead around like a horse on a lead. It just makes no sense. So nobody likes Kamala. Nobody votes for her. She's like the first one to drop out of the Democratic primary because she's so hugely unpopular. The left wing doesn't like her because she's a cop. The right wing doesn't like her because she's Kamala Harris. Nobody likes this lady. She gets appointed in supposedly somebody voted for her. We can't figure out who it is. But somehow she is anointed as the recipient of the Democratic nomination. And everybody loves her all of a sudden. She hasn't given any speeches, really. She gave that one that was embarrassing and not very good. no policy. She hasn't come out with policy. Hasn't been big appearances, no big decisions. Like, nothing's actually happened. You're telling me she literally became more popular than Donald Trump in a single week's time because of some TikTok videos? Like, I just don't buy it. I don't believe it. And I don't think the people in the know believe it either. If you watch, you know, you'll see polls. They're constantly coming out with polls that are showing, like, Trump now behind in certain places. But if you watch interviews with people who actually do this for a living and have to win elections to keep their job, they recognize that Trump is ahead in every swing state by huge margins in demographics that Republicans have never gotten before. Trump's on his way towards victory. Kamala Harris ain't going to do it, I don't think. Now, I'm not saying to be overconfident and that she can just be ignored. The American people are very easy to sway. And it's crazy, but that's the case. So the deep state right now, the powers that be as we speak, not just in Washington, D.C., but in Rome and in Switzerland, in Geneva, in the World Economic Forum secret meetings, they are all planning to Trump-proof the world. And that's what they're calling it. And this is manifesting in a variety of different ways. For one thing, they are signing treaties with NATO that guarantee funding for wars for the next 10 years, meaning that it doesn't matter what the American people want or who we vote for. They'll be locked in to paying for the Ukraine war for, you know, decades. So even if Trump says, I will stop the Ukraine war, he's going to have to get the Senate to like undo the agreements that we've made. They are setting it up, and they're saying they're setting it up to Trump-proof it. They're saying we are putting in these bills for Ukraine funding, that it's guaranteed not just for the next president, but the one after that, and into the next one, 10 years ahead. They are putting funding into place, so Trump cannot remove funding, which, remember, that's what the first impeachment was about, was he was like, why are we giving all this money to Ukraine? They're not even helping us. Maybe if Ukraine, if there's a little back and forth here, Ukraine helps us out with our corruption problem, we can help them out with their corruption problem. And that, of course, sparked the first impeachment. So they're trying to make it to where he can't do that anymore. It won't be up to the American president whether or not, you know, our foreign policy reflects the will of the American people. It's all being put into place already. But that's not the only thing they're putting into place to guarantee that their system is Trump-proof. They are planning and actually pretty open about being willing to destroy democracy itself to stop Trump from getting into office. The way the InfoWars article puts it, Representative Raskin announces plan to deny Trump presidency using 14th Amendment prep for, quote, civil war conditions. Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin announced plans to prevent former President Trump from taking office on January 2025. If reelected by invoking the 14th Amendment, Raskin on February 17th said Democrats must prepare for civil war and station bodyguards for all of them ahead of invoking the 14th Amendment to deny Trump the presidency, and blamed the Supreme Court for refusing to rule on whether the former president committed an insurrection on January 6, 2021. He, of course, was charged with that in the second impeachment and was not convicted of it. So they're trying to do that again, I guess. Let's go to this clip now. And I can't remember who it was I retweeted yesterday, pointing out that what we're about to see is a clip of a congressman engaged in actual treason. In, like, this is seditious conspiracy. And this is how confident these people are. And this has to end. Like, something has to be done here. I keep saying this over and over. Nothing ever happens. But, like, it's very clear, and they're very open about their plans. They're coagulating. They're coalescing all of their governmental powers into the executive branch. And then they're removing the ability of the people to decide who wields the executive branch. And they keep doing it over and over, and whether it's Merrick Garland or Alejandro Mayorkas simply ignoring demands from the Congress, usurping their power as the body of government who's supposed to perform oversight, or whether it's stuff like this where they are just openly planning to undo the election, which is what they did the first time. It's what they did in 2016. This is the insurance plan, and they got caught doing it last time, and nothing happened to them, so now they're just doing it out in the open. Why not? And again, I want to ask the question, what happens when they cheat in the next election? What happens when in 2024, Trump is winning in all 50 states, and at midnight, they shut down the voting only for everybody to wake up, and he's suddenly behind by a couple hundred thousand votes because several hundred thousand votes came in all at once, every single one of them for Joe Biden, in perfect sequential order with signatures that all look exactly the same. Are people going to question it? Are people going to demand that an investigation take place? In fact, I'm fairly certain, like I remember, and I'll have to look into this and jog my memory, but if I'm not mistaken, didn't they pass a law to sort of undo the whole certifying an election thing? Like the whole point of January 6th, and we've been over it a million times, but there's supposed to be a time like they go to Congress to either affirm or reject the outcome of the election. They wouldn't have to do that if rejecting it wasn't a possibility. And rejecting it in this case is to put a pause on it, 10 days investigation into claims of voter fraud. That was the point of January 6th. That's what was supposed to happen on January 6th. And it was up to Mike Pence to do that, and he failed to do it. And the other congressmen who said they were going to do it decided to change their mind once, you know, the riot broke out. But I'm pretty sure they have written a law to make sure that wasn't going to happen anymore. Now, whatever they say, who won the election, that's just who won the election. And now going to certify the vote is just a literal formality. Just a little game that they're all playing now instead of having any actual tangible effect. They'll just be asked to participate in this totally arbitrary symbolic ceremony. I'm pretty sure. I'll look that up in just a second. Representative Raskin announced his plan to deny Trump presidency using the 14th Amendment. We have this video. There's a longer version, but let's play the short version now. Here is clip 9, Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin barring Trump from office. Let's watch.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the 9 justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
So, I mean, that was enough right there. Jamie Raskin should absolutely be arrested. 100%. That he is openly calling for seditious conspiracy to overturn the results of the election. And he says, then we'll need bodyguards for the raging Trump mobs. Why wouldn't the mobs be raging? You're talking about stealing their voice, destroying our democracy. He's acting like they're the victims, like they're going to need protection from this mob. Don't do the thing that pisses the mob off. The thing that actually is like this is crazy. This is just absolutely insane what he just said. And again, I guess because they control the media, because they can frame this however they want, they think they can get away with this. But this is wild. It's like announcing you're going to burn down an orphanage, and then you're like, then I'm going to really need bodyguards because of the raging mobs of angry people. It's like, yeah, dude, because what you just described doing is a literal insurrection, an actual overthrow of our entire governmental system. The whole point of our system is that some greasy weirdo named Jamie can't unilaterally disqualify his enemy from being president. He doesn't have that power. We don't give that power to individuals, especially who 99.9% of the country doesn't even get a vote on. I'm not in Jamie Raskin's district. So let's just go through what he just said. They want to kick it to Congress, so it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified, and then we'll need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions. So he's talking about kicking off the civil war himself, not responding to civil war conditions created by Trump. Why would that be the case? Trump wins the election and Trump mobs are going to be raging? That doesn't make any sense. That's the opposite of what would happen. Trump mobs would rage if you openly steal the election from them in a way even more blatant than you did in 2020. And he tries to blame it on the Supreme Court because, of course, that's the big push right now. All because the nine justices who have not had many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. The Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution makes Congress, rather than the states, responsible for enforcing Section 3 against federal office holders and candidates. And so this goes back to the attempt by Colorado and Maine to remove Trump from the ballot, citing the 14th Amendment, deciding unilaterally that even though Donald Trump had been tried and exonerated by the Senate in a trial for this exact claim, they just decide that he's guilty anyway. This is tyranny. This is just what it is. This is how it looks. This is what it looks like. This is how it operates. This is just tyranny. Just claim your political rival is a criminal somehow. Force him to go through a trial. And even if he's exonerated and not convicted and your scams don't work, you just decide that he's guilty anyway. The point of the 14th Amendment is about, it was after the Civil War, and it was like, oh, generals who fought against us shouldn't be appointed to Secretary of Agriculture or whatever. And they've transmogrified this to say because Trump gave a speech and then the Capitol Police attacked the protesters and a riot broke out, that he is somehow now disqualified from holding office. Which is utterly ridiculous. It's especially ridiculous, and we'll make a point of this, when we get into the VP pick and Kamala Harris, and how these two people actually did sponsor and facilitate a real insurrection that cost the country billions of dollars and radically changed our entire social landscape, where they tried to defund the police and, you know, it was just the whole Black Lives Matter riot. It was all Tim Walz and Kamala Harris posting bail for the criminals. Like an actual insurrection. Worse than anything Trump ever did. Regardless, it's just a naked power grab. It's just a blatant attempt to usurp the power of the American people to choose their leadership. So, and we've said before, I mean, this is, if you look at everything that's going on, they're attacking the Supreme Court ferociously, trying to destroy it in whichever way they can. Pack the court, give limits to the court, oversight to the court, just remove the court from decisions that they don't want them on. Well, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, right? And Jamie Raskin's the same one who has said, we're going to use the DOJ to usurp the power of the Supreme Court. I can't remember exactly how he phrased it, but I mean, it was blatant. He's just like, if we don't want the Supreme Court deciding on this, we'll just use the DOJ to force them to recuse themselves. So this guy isn't guided by morals. He's not guided by fundamental love of democracy. He is actively talking about destroying democracy. How this guy can say this and not be arrested, I mean, my God. He's talking about doing something that he knows would spark civil war conditions in this country. He's willfully and premeditated, in a premeditated fashion, saying we're going to do something that's so outrageous, so egregious, so illegal, that obviously Trump supporters are going to get mad. And when they get mad, we're really going to need protection for ourselves. So this is their plan as far as it goes. And they have multiple plans. They always have backup plans. They're going to keep propping up Kamala Harris while keeping her totally out of the spotlight. She'll do a couple more speeches. She'll try to avoid the debate. But they'll prop her up. They'll keep going with the propaganda of she's super popular. Everybody loves her. They'll just push that out to keep the perception in the mainstream media, this totally fabricated facade, going in order to make it more convincing when they cheat. Because if they admit that, okay, Kamala Harris is behind in all 50 states, and then suddenly she's ahead in all 50 states on election day, that's not going to be very convincing. So they're going to keep the propaganda going, keep her artificially propped up. They're going to use mail-in ballots. They're going to use the voter fraud that we know that they do. They're going to do it just like 2020. They're going to try to steal the election. That may work. And if that works, it's going to be obvious, just like it was in 2020. And then it'll be up to Trump supporters whether we're so cowed and fearful of what happened on January 6th that we just quietly accept that we aren't allowed to vote anymore and that, you know, just we're just swamped by illegals and illegal votes. And we just don't do anything, in which case they get Kamala Harris, the puppet they wanted. And regardless, if anybody stands up, they'll crack down and, you know, call it terrorism and keep that January 6th funnel going, just funneling people into the criminal justice system who never committed a crime in their lives for their peaceful political protest. They'll be destroyed. Or when they cheat, Trump supporters are going to get pissed again and it's going to get really bad and not look good. The other option is that Trump is so far ahead and the mechanisms are in place to prevent them cheating too much, and that the victory of Trump is so overwhelming that he wins anyway, just like in 2016, right? Complicated business, folks. He's going to win. It's going to be too overwhelming. They're not going to be able to, you know, too big to rig. At which point, they are going to launch their leftist goons in every city in America. They're going to launch BLM, Antifa, Insurrection 2.0. And if Trump supporters respond, you know, there's those 79 days of hell. There are those several months between Election Day and Inauguration Day where Biden will still be in power. So as leftist mobs riot, they won't be confronted by the National Guard. They won't be stopped. If Trump supporters try to stop them or come out and counter protest, they'll be demonized and arrested, just like what's happening in the UK. Mobs of criminals running around stabbing people and slashing tires. No police to be found, but the peaceful protesters in their work clothes being hurled to the ground and having dogs set on them. So we'll see that in America. And even if all of that continues and sustains, and Donald Trump gets towards election day or inauguration day rather, they'll use the 14th Amendment to try to block him. They will withhold information from the intelligence agencies to curtail his ability to actually operate as commander in chief. They'll write bills that he's unable to stop the progress that the State Department has made in starting wars all over the United States or all over the world. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Again, just playing this out in your head and thinking about who these people are and what they're capable of, what they're willing to do, how effectively they can sell the American people on lies. And it's like, it's not a joke. I mean, the meme is like, we have to end free speech and voting and you know, get all the power into the executive branch to save democracy. We have to start a dictatorship to save democracy. If we allow the people to vote for somebody we don't approve of, that's the death of democracy. What they're talking about here is the literal death of democracy. As they simultaneously target the Supreme Court for destruction, usurp the power of Congress, and refuse to allow them to provide oversight, meaning that they are castrating two branches of government. They're totally making impotent the Congress and the Supreme Court, judicial and the legislative, meaning all of the power is in the executive branch. We can run roughshod and do whatever they want. There's no constitutional limits to their power, no ability for the other branches of the government to provide the necessary checks and balances. Get all of the power into the executive branch, and then remove the people's ability to vote on who runs the executive branch. Voila, to your despotism, your authoritarianism, your totalitarian dictatorship is here. Even just coalescing everything into the executive branch is leaving the voice of the American people at a bare minimum. They sort of get to choose between one of two puppets to be the face of the executive branch, which in totality runs completely in the shadows, totally unaccountable to anybody. And the State Department really is the heart of our deep state. But they run the CIA, they run the FBI, all of the federal law enforcement, and the military is all housed in the executive branch. And now Congress will just be a sort of symbolic, you know, group of idiots arguing with each other, and nothing they say matters because they have no enforcement mechanism. And it doesn't matter if the entire Congress says one thing, if Alejandro Mayorkas ignores them and they send a contempt of Congress charge to him, their only method of, you know, fixing this, and he just ignores it, or, you know, they tie in all of the national security funding to whatever else. So, you know, the Congress is supposed to control the purse strings, but they haven't actually been able to wield that power since the late 60s when the CIA started running drugs and making their own flow of income so they could carry out black ops around the world without the oversight of Congress, who didn't even know it was happening and can't rein them in by tightening the purse strings because that's not who they get their money from anymore. So even if the executive branch was run by the president, it would still be too much power in a single branch of government that is largely unelected and operates in the shadows. But now they're trying to take that away. Now they're trying to take away even that little bit of say that the American people have in the function of our government, taking away our ability to vote for who we want. It's the insurance policy. It's the same thing they did in 2016. And J.B. Raskin just announced that they're planning on completely misinterpreting a vague, you know, a century and a half old law about the Civil War generals as if that applies to Trump, where they're going to convict him by fiat of a charge for which he's already been exonerated, and to do so in a way that is just clearly unconstitutional. It's just a blatant power grab. This would never be possible if the Democrats were even slightly truthful about their beliefs, if all of their hand-wringing and crocodile tears about the death of democracy were motivated even partly by sincere conviction, then they would be against this and we wouldn't have to worry about this, and they would be outraged and horrified at what Jamie Raskin is suggesting. But they have no fundamental beliefs. They have no convictions to speak of. They are unmoored, just to be blown about by the wind, and they believe what the media tells them. And it really, so I mean, we are quite literally in a position. You can look at the UK, you can look at Donald Trump, you can look at the Olympics. I mean, it's just they're doing it right in front of your face and telling you that they're not doing it. And I guess it's up to us whether we can see for ourselves or whether we choose to believe the lies. You've got mobs of Muslims attacking reporters while the reporters at that moment are talking about the threat of far-right violence. And it's just like, there it is, right in front of your face. Can you see what's happening? Do you have vision? And they're sitting there saying, Donald Trump's a threat to democracy, so if the people of America elect him, then us deep staters will choose for you. And use an obscure, arcane, outdated, and completely unrelated constitutional amendment to simply block him from office. And they're saying now that's going to cause civil war. That's going to inspire Trump supporters to want to fight because obviously this is the overthrow of our government. This is the actual death of democracy. So they're doing something that they know is going to cause civil war conditions, and they're preparing for that. And they're pre-writing all of their reports. And they're pre-staging all of their federal police departments to cause this uprising and then use the uprising to solidify and make permanent their power grab. It is very obvious, very dangerous. And I'm not even like, God, I'm mad at this guy, arrest him. Like, no, for the survival of our country, Jamie Raskin has to go away. He has to be put away. He has to be made an example of. I don't have any hope that's going to happen whatsoever when you have traitors running our country, opening our border, collapsing our economy, charging their political opponents with dozens upon dozens of felonies in a naked attempt, a blatant, egregious attempt to rig the election. After they were caught 10 years ago, and the FBI is sending text messages about an insurance plan. I mean, they're just doing it at this point. They're just doing it. I did find the article here. Congress approves new election certification rules in response to January 6th. Congress on Friday, this was all the way back in December of 2022, gave final passage to a legislation changing the arcane law that governs the certification of a presidential contest, the strongest effort yet to avoid a repeat of Donald Trump's violence-inflaming push to reverse his loss in the 2020 election. And so just like I said, the whole point of January 6th was people vote in November. In January, Congress comes together, and there's an opportunity for any congressman to object to the certification process. Democrats objected in 2000 under Bush. It's like a regular thing for them to object. They objected under Trump as well. And previously, it was at the discretion of the vice president whether to put a 10-day investigatory pause on the certification so that claims of voter fraud or malfeasance or some sort of other shenanigans can be litigated out. That was a legal, constitutional operation that should have been pulled off. Mike Pence was convinced not to and has admitted it, has given, you know, interviews where basically he's like, yeah, Trump told me to not certify the election and do the pause. But, you know, I was really afraid of the backlash if that happened. If I did that, left-wing mobs would burn cities down. So I chose not to do that. Right. I was intimidated out of it. I was blackmailed. I was threatened out of my constitutional obligation. And when that failed, they went back and rewrote the law and said, yeah, from now on, the vice president doesn't have that discretion and you have to certify the vote no matter what.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered. But the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening.
The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm going to open up the calls for you, open up the phone lines for your calls in the next hour. I just don't want to spend a moment, again, talking about what Jamie Raskin just announced. By the way, Steve Miller said, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is what we call a criminal conspiracy to subvert an election. That's clearly what it is. But it's bigger scale than that. And it ties into everything else that's going on in terms of Trump-proofing the world. In other words, you proofing the world. You know, proofing the world against anybody trying to have a positive effect. And this isn't the exact post that I found before, but I mentioned this last week. The understanding that the view, the mindset, the attitude of the average normie is completely divorced from reality. And whether the country is doing better or worse, whether geopolitics is going well or bad, like, they have no idea. Their own lives might be significantly better under President Trump. But everywhere they look, every time they open their phone, every time they turn on TV, they're met with this frenetic anger, fury, fright, fearfulness, right? So it's not that Trump actually did, it's not like his presidency did anything to negatively affect their lives at all. But those 4 years under Trump were torturous for them, because every day they had to wake up and hear about some horrific new, you know, insanity that Trump was involved in that was totally fake and totally arbitrary, made up, didn't exist. And it was a deluge. It was a constant stream of anger. So Cornelius on X puts it this way. The media gave normies 4 years of bad feelings, anxiety, fear, rage. They are now celebrating a return of media good feelings. Media will now deliberately reward them by giving them good feelings for 4 years, regardless of how things materially change for average Americans. So this is when, you know, Biden was elected. And that literally is what's happening here. As Trump gets into office, he's not starting any wars. He's making agreements. He's making trade deals. Their income's going up. Prosperity is returning. Crime is going down. Like, everything's getting better for them in their personal life. But they're constantly being fed, being beamed into their brain is this anger, fear, rage, anxiety, fright, constantly on this, you know, every day it was the walls are closing in on Trump. Trump's new criminal activity is not going to go on. The universe is collapsing. The world is ending. Climate change will kill us all. Trump is holding the trigger. I mean, they're like slaves. They're like cult members, slaves, babies, children. Like, they are told what to feel. And it's completely independent of anything actually happening in their lives or around the world. And yet, like Stockholm syndrome cult brainwashed victims, they just want to be left alone. They're just like, if we vote for Trump, it's going to be 4 more years of strife and anxiety and rage and fear. Not because of anything Trump did, but because of the response. Again, I just see these sort of threads of continuity between all of these stories. Where's like, you've got, again, mobs of armed Muslims, you know, wrecking things and attacking people in Britain and causing total chaos, and things are on fire and it's like miserable. And they blame the right wing people protesting their children being stabbed. Because that's what the media tells them to hate and fear. And it's just like, if you would just shut up, we wouldn't have to deal with this. If you would just quietly go away, then we wouldn't have to be confronted with all this anger and fear and controversy and conflict. It's your fault for standing up. It's your fault for voting for Trump. Otherwise, the media would have let us, you know, happily descend into globalism. And so, I mean, it's just, it's key to understanding the mindset of the normie. And that for 4 years, they were just, it was a constant assault of anxiety, like a literal chemical war against the American people, using their own body, like creating stress hormones to get people pissed off. Like, you know, mental illness went up, like skyrocketed when Trump got elected. Trump didn't do anything to these people. Nothing in their lives changed. It's like the meme of the Amish person asked, why isn't COVID affecting your community? And he's like, because we don't have deep TV. So the same thing, right? If you'd never been told about COVID, it wouldn't have affected your life very much. I mean, except for the insane measures that they pulled off. But if you lived out in the woods somewhere, you'd have no idea. They create the fear. They create the anger and fright and fearfulness. It's all totally imaginary. But then they weaponize it and they use it to achieve very tangible things. So it's not just Jamie Raskin talking about using the 14th Amendment to disqualify Trump. And you, again, just forget the labels, forget the words, forget the 14th Amendment. It's very simple. A Democrat congressman is threatening to unilaterally disqualify a presidential candidate from the opposite party. In other words, some dude that you didn't vote for apparently has the authority to disqualify the person you did vote for. This is nonsense. This is utter and ridiculous nonsense. But it's not just that. They are Trump-proofing the presidency. The way Raskin is talking about is one method, but from foreignpolicy.com, NATO's Trump-proofing efforts are floundering. Ahead of the U.S. election, the alliance is trying and failing to safeguard assistance for Ukraine. Again, I'm not the one who came up with the term Trump-proofing. That's what they're calling it. Trump threatens to cut U.S. aid to Ukraine if reelected. Ukraine's allies are scrambling to secure long-term aid for Kiev amid fears about a second Trump term. They are Trump-proofing these things. They're usurping the power of the executive branch so that their wars can continue endlessly, regardless of the will of the American people. Schiff says intel community will sabotage Trump by withholding intelligence. Democrat Representative Adam Schiff on Sunday echoed John Brennan, former CIA chief, said the intel community will sabotage Trump by withholding intelligence and dumbing down his daily briefings this summer. They are literally declaring independence from the voters. The government is now saying, we'll withhold information from Trump so we can guide his decision-making process. We can determine what information he gets and what he doesn't, so we can get him to do things that he wouldn't do if he had the full spectrum of information. We can cause problems that we can blame on Trump, even though it's us that withheld the information. And we'll hold the 14th Amendment or the 25th Amendment or impeachment or whatever else. And we'll just create scandal after scandal after scandal to hamstring and destroy his administration as we systematically work behind the scenes with our permanent deep state operatives who nobody voted for, but are feverishly working to build the surveillance apparatus that will enslave everyone here while you're being replaced with tens of millions of foreigners. It's all happening all at once. Let's go now to clip number three. Here's Adam Schiff earlier this year in March talking about, again, just open conspiracy to commit sedition and usurp the power of the executive. Let's watch.
Congressman, let me ask you about this development this weekend. U.S. intelligence officials are planning to provide briefings for Donald Trump if he officially secures the nomination, despite the fact that he's facing 40 felony charges for his handling of classified documents. As the former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, do you think it's appropriate for him to receive intelligence briefings?
Well, that is the practice, but we've never had a situation where one of the candidates for president has been so criminally negligent when it comes to handling, if not worse, when it comes to handling classified information. So I have to hope, and knowing the intelligence community as I do, that they will dumb down the briefing for Donald Trump. That is, they will give him no more information than absolutely necessary, nothing that would reveal sources or methods, because we can't trust that he will do the right thing with that information. He's been so reckless. So, yes, it does concern me. It is part of a long tradition. They will be wary of what they share with him, and they should.
And they should. So you got John Brennan, Adam Schiff, openly conspiring to withhold information from the chief executive so he can control the decisions that he makes. It's just a usurpation of power. It's very, very simple. Proofing the United States, a.k.a. proofing it against your input. Congress's oversight.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back. So our third hour has begun. We'll open up the phone lines for your calls, and we'll talk about Harris's choice for vice presidential candidate. Whatever his name is, Tim Walz. Let's talk about Kamala Harris for a second. Clip number 18, we can roll as B-roll. This is the lie that we've been living through. No policy announcements, no big interviews, no great speeches, no personality, charisma, or competence reveal, just pure propaganda. And yet, according to Polymarket, there's a nearly 50% chance Kamala Harris wins. Again, nothing even remotely positive in terms of a traditional campaign has happened since she was inaugurated, since she was chosen, picked, selected to be to be presidential candidate. And yet, the media machine has her at a 50% chance, which is a condemnation of the intelligence of the American people. But don't worry, folks. Kamala's got some plans. Let's watch first her plans to fix inflation. Clip number 14.
What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
Holy crap.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
Uh-huh.
That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic,
holy crap,
but is on a daily level. Something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously. Very seriously. And we know from the history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country. So it's a big issue, and we take it seriously. And it is a...
Yeah, okay, great. Great. Okay. I got more clips. I can't expand on these too much. But my God, my good, just good Lord. Clip 17 here is Kamala Harris, again, talking about the economy, which apparently she has a total grasp on. She absolutely understands. Let's watch.
All that, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, that is called Bidenomics.
You can't
that
afford
is called
food.
Bidenomics. And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Oh, are you? Are you proud of that? Are you proud of that, though? But no, everybody loves her. No, but she's brilliant. She should run the most powerful country in the world. I mean, but hey, at least her plan to fix inflation was better than what they actually did, which was to pass a climate change bill titled the Inflation Reduction Act. Remember that? That should have been what her, you know, it's just so crazy. It's so great. Like her answer, what are you going to do to fight inflation? She's just like, inflation, prices go up. Like, okay, great. But if she'd actually answer what the Democrats are actually doing, it's like, what are you going to do to fight inflation? She's like, well, we're going to spend $1 trillion on electric cars no one wants. It's like, what the hell are you talking about, lady? We're talking about inflation here. She's like, we're saving the earth. It's like, what is happening? That's what they did. They passed the Inflation Reduction Act, and it was a climate change bill. I mean, this is how, I mean, what are we even doing here? What do you mean is this? Let's get a clip 15 here. Kamala Harris wants to explain to everybody how woke she is. Let's watch.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go down to clip number 16. Kamala Harris now explaining to all of us what cloud computing is. Teach us, Kamala.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then, therefore, up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
No.
It's no longer in a physical place.
Yes, it is still in a physical place. My God, we're screwed, folks. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. We, of course, thrive on audience feedback, and we'll open up your calls. Open phone lines to your calls, but I'm also getting those comments on Twitter and X. And tweets as well, or texts as well. I won't read that. All right. Matt Baker sending me comments about ideas that we have. We're doing a lot of stuff here. I mean, we are in the final stretch to this election. We're 90 days away. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like we've barely even started. But I guess that's, you know, nothing's normal anymore. Ever since, you know, Trump decided to shatter the two-party controlled opposition system, nothing has been the same. Consequences will never be the same. So we really need to be going all out here in the last 90 days. And again, I've explained it a million times, but I just still see constantly on X, people either saying because Trump doesn't align with them 100%, they're not going to vote for him, or, you know, mocking people who are voting for Trump, saying, you think he's going to solve your problem, you're just a fool, he's part of the system. Said it a million times, this is like, it's a victory we have to win if we have any chance of winning the war. It's not winning the war, it's just a battle. This is just a battle, but it's a major battle. And it's a battle where if we lose, we lose the war. If we win, we have a chance. We don't win the war, but we have a chance. We'll have the beachhead. So we have to win. We have to go all out. We have to be pulling out all the stops. We have to be pushing our message to the normies. We have to be exposing how stupid and bad Kamala Harris is, how foolish you would be to vote for her. And it's like, well, we really need a debate. We really need a debate. ASAP. We need Kamala Harris and Donald Trump on stage together answering questions. That's what we need. Because we, for 2 years, 3 years, for the entirety of Biden's presidency, tried desperately to tell people that he was not mentally competent. Every day we would start with a video of Joe Biden getting lost in his own backyard, being ordered around by the Easter Bunny, just all of these things over and over and over. And apparently nobody knew this was happening until the debate happened. And finally everybody was like, oh my God, Biden is retarded. We're just over here like, yeah, we've been saying that every day for 3 years. Where have you been? So now I just have this fear that, like, I just played five clips of Kamala being just kindergarten level understanding. Just dumb as bricks. Is it going to be another 4 years of just clips of Kamala just being a cackling moron? And then finally in 2032, it's going to be like, the clips of Kamala Harris being stupid are deep fakes. They're cheap fakes. She's actually brilliant and smart. And then she's going to do a debate and everybody's going to go, wait, she's dumb? Wait, she was dumb the whole time? Why didn't you tell us? So I have this fear of that. So we need a debate. We need her on stage talking to Donald Trump. And just like Joe Biden revealed himself to be an incompetent, blathering fool, she will be revealed as a incompetent, blathering fool, just like she was in the debates in 2020 during the Democratic primary, where she was eviscerated by Tulsi Gabbard. And it did should have destroyed her career entirely, except she did the old DEI shortcut, the old diversity workaround. Can't earn it? Get appointed by somebody who needs your skin color to virtue signal. The American way. So we need debate. We need people to know. We have to get this message out. And we failed with Trump. I mean, with Biden. We failed with Biden. We tried 10 years to get people to realize what Biden is really like. It took finally the unavoidable debate against Trump to make that obvious. So that's what we need now. They're still avoiding how bad she is. So I'm going to take your calls on this topic and really anything that we're discussing today. But Tim Walz is the vice presidential candidate. If you want to give us a call here at American Journal, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now and we'll take your calls on all of this. Of course, the floodgates are open now. Kamala Harris has decided on Tim Walz as a running mate. He's the Minnesota governor. Most people have pretty much never heard about him. Honestly, something about him, my first instinct is to say he's not well. He's a puffy man. He's a very puffy man. He's a former high school teacher and Midwestern Democrat. And, of course, the other person people were suggesting was Josh Shapiro. He has some unfortunate entanglements in that he is Jewish. And half the Democratic Party is viscerally anti-Israel right now for all the wrong reasons, I remind you. But they're racist and they hate white people and they think Israel's white. So that's the depth of their thinking, I remind you. Walz is in his second term as Minnesota governor, and he chairs the Democratic Governors Association. He previously served 12 years in Congress, representing a conservative-leaning rural district that, before and after his tenure, has been mostly dominated by Republicans. In the time leading up to this election, as Harris's running mate, Walz had been an outspoken defender of Joe Biden following his disastrous debate performance as calls for the president to end his reelection bid escalated. Well, that's good. I mean, if you're a Democrat, right, he's like a puppet guy. He's like, okay, that's good. That's a mark in favor of Tim Walz, is that he will, beyond all logic and reason and common sense and basic decency, he will lie to your face for political gain. So that's a big check mark for Tim Walz and the Democratic Party. When we all saw Joe Biden failing utterly in the debate, when it was revealed to everyone what an incompetent fool he was, and that it was in fact dangerous that he's even president right now. Tim Walz was able, despite all the scrutiny, despite all of the despite the fact that what he was saying was obviously wrong, he defended President Biden. He was willing to humiliate and discredit himself for the sake of the party. So that makes him a good Democrat, I think. Outspoken defender of Biden, even after his disastrous debate performance. Picking Walz underscores the Harris's campaign focus on a path to victory that puts a premium on the blue wall states of the Midwest. Minnesota is slightly outside of that sphere, but Walz, once a high school football coach, has evolved during his time in office into something of a progressive populist folk hero. The exact type of pugilistic voice that Democrats taking on Trump are keen to highlight. Oh, my God. He participated in the white men for Harris nonsense. Remind you that under Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota was the flashpoint and the heart of the Black Lives Matter Antifa insurrection that took place. Don't worry, what he did in Minnesota, he'll soon be doing for all of us. And it was the tag team, of course, of Tim Walz withholding National Guard, allowing Black Lives Matter to run roughshod over law and order, as well as Kamala Harris advertising for the Minnesota Defense Fund, which bailed out people who later went on to murder and kill, but of course gave succor and solace to the rioters that they can riot and attack and destroy, and that some rich billionaires from California will pay for their bail and their lawyer and get them out. Charlie Kirk puts out an extensive statement on this. He says, "Welcome to the race, Tim Walz. Let's make sure America knows who you are. You helped ignite the George Floyd riots, the worst the country has seen in decades. While Minneapolis burned, you stalled deploying the National Guard for an entire day, blaming the city for not submitting the right paperwork. You let your daughter leak the Guard's deployment plans online so that rioters would know how long they had to loot the city with impunity. Minneapolis became a war zone because of you. Just days after the attempted murder of Donald Trump, you called him and his supporters fascists, egging on the same rhetoric that led to him being shot in the first place. You've overseen some of the most radical youth trans surgery laws in the country. Under your leadership, teenagers can get their breasts chopped off and get sterilized, and your government calls it health care. You have the most radical abortion laws in the country, zero limits. Every 5 to 6 babies are born alive and then murdered legally under laws you support. Every year, 5 to 6 babies are born alive and then murdered legally under laws you support. On immigration, you famously said you wanted to provide a ladder so invaders can come over Trump's wall. You're a radical open board zealot. You oversaw the single worst fraud of the COVID era, the feeding our future case. Thanks to the ineptitude at your Department of Education, criminals stole $250 million of taxpayer money on luxury cars, houses, and vacations. During COVID, you approved $500 million in hero pay for frontline workers, only to have 40% of that money go to people who were ineligible or, in many cases, literally deceased. In the House, you were Pelosi's sidekick and did whatever the Democrats demanded. You will try to disguise yourself as a folksy Midwestern moderate. In reality, you are a white male version of Kamala Harris, a radical, inept, undeserving to be in leadership. Make this go viral. Ruin their honeymoon. Let's educate millions, because the media will not." We have some videos to highlight this. Walz is not some Midwestern, middle-of-the-road type of guy, despite how they're going to try to present him. Let's go now to this clip of Walz talking about socialism in a completely dishonest and dangerous way.
"But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness."
Yes, one person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. Get in the gulag, neighbor. I'm here to take half of your paycheck. Just being neighborly. The drug addicts need a place to shoot up. Wouldn't it be neighborly to let them do it in your yard? Just the neighborly homeless camps cropping up in the parks that your children used to play in. And this is the thing, not to get too far off topic here, but there are things that socialism and communism, there are virtues that they taught, that they say, right? There's these virtues they project that they share with decent, normal American God-fearing people. That doesn't mean that they're the same. So I was thinking about this with the movie High Noon, right? There's a movie called High Noon. It was written by a communist. It was basically communist propaganda, but it was dressed up as a Western and became a popular Western. And people that are like diehard American anti-communists liked the movie. And you think, well, these people are stupid. They didn't realize they were liking a movie with communist overtones. And of course, the real insulting part about that movie is that they portray the American people as being cowards hiding and, not willing to stand up against power. But both the American ideal, the American, which comes from British, the European sort of mindset, and the communistic mindset, which is totally alien in basically every other way to the good mindset, we both believe in standing up against power. The difference is that Americans believe in standing up against power when it's misused and abused and taken advantage of. The communists and the socialists, they are in favor of standing up to power because they think power is evil. Now, I know it's hypocritical because the whole point of their ideology is to aggregate and consolidate power in the party, and they are power hungry and desperate for power. I'm not saying they're not hypocrites, but they can take these very obvious, just human nature kind of ideas, like you should be neighborly. You should stand up against powerful people when they abuse you. Like, these are obvious. They twist them and warp them, and they use those as the disguise that they don't actually believe, and that they are recasting to fit a political agenda that's a total deception, complete and total deception. So this is just what they do. They go, having firemen is socialism. No, it's not. It's a basic governmental service. They do it with everything, right? We read earlier this year the New York Times profile that was like, meet the deep state that Trump's so scared of. And it was like, it was conflating the deep state with just every governmental worker. So it was like, meet this nice middle-aged guy who studies photos of the moon for NASA. This is the deep state that Trump's worrying about? It's like, no. That's a dude that looks at the moon for a living. Like, what are you talking? This is not the deeps. He's not a spy master. He's not somebody ordering targeted killings or drone strikes. We're talking about the deep state CIA, NSA control grid that is very clearly operating in the shadows and at odds with the American people's interests. But they want to conflate these things because they want you to think, how so stupid to hate the deep state. It's just the government. My mailman? You think my mailman is the deep state? No, obviously not. And they do the same thing with socialism, where it's like, you think it's evil to have mailmen? It's like, no, I think it's evil to have the government confiscate everyone's money and then dole out what they think you deserve as long as you're obedient. I mean, this is nonsense. So he's a dangerous guy who is downplaying. Maybe that's his understanding of socialism. Maybe his understanding of socialism is like Kamala Harris's understanding of war. Big country, little country. Or Kamala Harris's understanding of cloud computing. The information's up in the sky. Socialism is being neighborly. No, it's not. What the hell are you talking about? Are you under the conception that, like, being capitalist means you're mean to your neighbors? What the hell are you talking about? It's just utter, complete nonsense. But maybe they're dumb. Maybe they are. In the best possible interpretation, these people are actually just dumb, and he literally thinks that, like, the political philosophy, the political governmental framework that's killed 100 million people in the last 100 years, called socialism, a.k.a. communism in a hat and sunglasses. Communism in disguise. Maybe he does think that that's just being neighborly, in which case he's dangerously stupid. Or he knows exactly what socialism is and he's downplaying it because he's dangerously evil. Regardless, he should not have power. We go to one more video here, just because Charlie Kirk noted the outrageously progressive ideas that Minnesota is running now. Here's Tim Walz last year signing an executive order that made it legal in Minnesota to chemically castrate and give puberty blockers to kindergartners 6 years old. Let's watch.
Also standing in that sea of people, a parent, transparent about his family.
My partner Gretchen and I are here today because...
Yeah, if you call your wife your partner, you are trans.
Of a trans child.
Their child is 6 years old, and she was as excited to be at a boring capital on spring break as any six-year-old kid could be. Squirming and fidgeting her way through speeches, hardly aware her existence as why her parents drove 5 hours today to speak publicly.
It's 100% personal. I mean, the safety, the happiness of our child is it couldn't be more personal.
Asher, why are we here today?
For trans rights.
For her rights to be her.
As you can see from this interview, I can't force my kids to do anything here. Asher has trusted us enough. She believes in our love enough that she has invited us in to see her whole self. And if we don't love her that much, the opposite would happen, where we wouldn't get to know everything about her. And so we're lucky, we're blessed, and we love her.
So much they came to the people's house this morning to talk about her, the person, in a room reserved for talks about politics.
And there's nothing in this world that I wouldn't do. Like Gretchen and I wouldn't do to protect her and others like her.
Protect her, a.k.a. him, a.k.a. their son. So this is Tim Walz. Tim Walz helped make Minnesota an LGBTQ refuge. Could he do the same for America? A refuge. A sanctuary. All these poor beleaguered picture, like Second World War. They've got all their stuff on a big in a big sack on their back as they stumble into some sanctuary. Mobs outside. They're just like, please, cut our son's penis off. Please, our son doesn't understand where he is or what's going on. He's like flailing on the floor and eating dirt. But he knows he's a woman and he must have breasts. We must give him breasts. Please, we seek refuge. Refuge with the people that won't let us inject breasts into our six-year-olds, please. These people suck. These people suck. My God, these people suck. I mean, just think. I'll go out to calls on the other side. I was going to try to go out to calls this. Now that we're talking about trans kids. Just imagine. Tens of millions of people pouring across the border. Economy, a giant bubble, threatening to collapse and just destroy everything. Completely. World war breaking out in Israel against all of its neighbors, with America at its back, with Iran and Russia and China getting together to create the axis that will resist us. You got Ukraine, just hundreds of thousands of death and millions of dollars. You've got crime out of control on city streets, just massive collapse of education and prosperity and everything. And the Democrats are concerned with killing babies. Transing babies. And something else, I don't know, a racism from 100 years ago? These are their big issues? This is what they're concerned about? These are their heroes? These are their accomplishments? They made it legal to castrate six-year-olds? They made it legal and actually have it in process, working right now, that 5 to 6 living babies after being born, they let starve to death and call it abortion? These are their heroes. people think socialism is being nice to your neighbor. The biggest issue in the world is that they can't be sluts without consequences. My God.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
To go out to your phone calls now. Hey, look, Tim Walz may have turned Minnesota into Somalia. But he didn't impregnate the nanny, so morally, he might be better than anybody else on the Democratic ticket. Depends on where you stand, I guess. Let's go to JR in New York. Thanks for calling in. JR on line three, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Nice. Thanks for having me today.
Sure.
Your show is the best, as I always said. So I have some interesting developments that have basically happened in my life. I've been involved in cryptocurrency for a while. And as you know, Trump was recently shot in the ear, which is still being denied, which is pretty incredible. So basically, a community was formed around a token that came out called WIFEAR, W-I-F-E-A-R. It's on the Solana blockchain. So what's special about this coin is that, first of all, it's not a scam. It's a coin with a utility. And it has a moral compass and is about awakening humanity. That's the objective of us, of our team. And I'm not sure if the gentleman told you, but we're working with the creators of Assassin's Creed. So it's basically the Ubisoft development team, all the lead developers, the top world developers in blockchain technology, with a custom website. I don't know if you're showing the website, but it's withear.io.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now.
The game is, if you read through it, you could just read those captions there. It's all about harvesting pedophiles. There's one objective is harvesting pedophiles, locking them in a jail cell with a criminal and murdering them, and then basically extracting the essence from that and then mining these different properties. And it's going to be a game with a subscription that's basically every 3 months, so the story will continually upgrade, and our plan is to awaken humanity. It'll be done because it's released on Telegram, totally free to play. So it has instant release for free. Anybody can play. It's a play-to-earn game with Solana. The top holders have locked their tokens, so we're not going to dump on anyone. This is a project meant to awaken humanity. We have the top celebrities in the world working with us. I'm not even going to mention their names because you probably wouldn't believe me.
All right, I'm going to sound like a boomer here, but is this a money or is it a game? You're saying the money. Saying the game is the money. Listen, brother, what is happening?
So here's how crypto works. You buy crypto. You buy Solana. You sign up to a so someone would have to buy the main coin. It's called Solana. So then you use that to buy the coin called WIFEAR. Now the game is used with the token called WIFEAR. In the game, in order to play, you don't have to pay to play. It's also free. But for people that want to really have a nice NFT that can earn them passive income, you pay as you're playing. But you can earn while you're playing. So in order to get through different stages in the game, you will burn or use WIFEAR. You buy them in the game, and then you'll be able to progress through the story like that. So the game, it's a game, and it's a currency. So, and then how does that help you? Because, well, first of all, it helps humanity because our goal is to awaken humanity. I don't know if you're reading through those, but we plan on exposing all the pedophile scum, all the satanic scum. We're going to take them down.
All right. I'll look into it. I can't give it my official seal of approval yet because I got to look into it. But I'm glad you bring it to our attention, and I will check it out. WISFEAR, WISFEAR, is that right?
WIFEAR, because Trump got shot in the ear. And so on that day, our coin was also rug pulled, meaning the developer who made that coin stole everybody's money.
Oh.
And then we, just like Trump, got up, we said, fight, and we took our community over, and now we're taking the world over. I know it sounds like an objective that you think is impossible, but this is an info war, and the gaming industry is set to be up $500 billion and more in revenue.
Gaming is the biggest entertainment sector by a very, very long shot. Gaming, crypto, I mean, this, if you want to seize the future, these are the things that you need to be involved in. Thank you very much for telling us about it. WIFEAR.io. Thank you for that, JR. I will check it out. Let's go to Nick in California. You say you're a longtime listener. Thanks for calling in, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's such an honor, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I've just been thinking, like, they go on and on about all these virtues and all, like, protecting the weak and, you know, women and girls. And I looked at Agenda 2030, and I caught all kinds of typos, and it just looked really, you know, poorly put together. And, you know, I'm looking around, and, you know, nothing connects, you know, like they signal all these virtues, but it just ends up being a big gaslight. Like they clearly never cared to begin with. The perfect example, the classic example is the persistent school violence that continues in the public schools. It's been going on for decades after decades. You know, Pink Floyd, you know, referenced it in some of their songs. And it's like, at what point can you know, a great nation come up with a great idea? Hey, why don't we educate, you know, our populace and then do it in a way that doesn't cause them such horror and misery that they want to take their own life in 2024, you know, that they... It's like, what happened? Why can't a quote-unquote social program be good? It's not that hard. It just...
Right. You're exactly right. No, it's a classic thing. It's like, for a lot of Americans, the only time they'll ever be subjected to physical violence and, like, all these horrible things is when they're in public school that they're forced to go to. Like, other than that, I'm never at a place where people are fighting or doing drugs or, you know, any of this other horrible stuff, but... That's what my high school experience was, and middle school for that matter. People, you know, pulling knives out of their locker and stabbing each other in the lunchroom. I mean, I didn't experience that anywhere else. You experience it in public school. You're exactly right. It's kind of hilarious, but it's a great question. How can it be this hard? How can it be this hard to have something that actually benefits people?
Exactly. And it's like, you know, the gaslighting that goes on around it, and then once you put it in their face to where they can't deny it, then the light switch gets flipped in their mind. Like, they never realized that schools could have been a safe thing. You know, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't connect, like what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it is baffling, man, how these things don't connect. And really, it's ignorance. And that is the greatest weapon for the media is to ignore something. And you know, the invention of the internet sort of changed that to where they couldn't just ignore things anymore. And talk radio even made a big dent in that, because before, the major media combines could just ignore a story and it would just go away. But then once you had Rush Limbaugh or Alex Jones talking about it, they couldn't ignore it anymore. They had to, you know, shroud it in lies. So, yeah, if they just, because I'm just thinking about, you know, back to the example we were talking about earlier with, like, how people didn't know Biden was incompetent. It's like, if you aren't looking for it, it's not being shown to you. You don't know it exists. The classic Donald Rumsfeld, we don't know what we don't know. These people don't even know that they're missing out on this information. So how do we get it out to them? Like, what do you think we should do here, Nick?
So what I've been doing is I've taken it upon myself to memorize the scientific method, essentially. So how does a correlative study differ from a causative study? Why don't all nurses know it? Why don't all teachers know it? Why don't all, you know, heck, dentists and doctors know the scientific method? And once I discovered that, I found something. I realized, hey, look, our greatest A students, the greatest minds that these colleges, you know, these people that are just infallible in their ability to get really amazing straight A's and stuff like that, they go into bio, the you know, intro bio class, and they get drilled with how to design a controlled experiment, how to scrutinize the data. And then it's in one ear and out the other. It's almost like this really brilliant way to just put on this facade that we're trying to teach scientific thinking, but for some reason it's just not sticking, and it's everyone but the education system's fault, kind of a thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. And really, that is what it is. It's, and we said it a million times, I mean, it really is just thinking for yourself and coming to your own conclusions and not just listening to what people say. And part of that is being able to recognize, like, what am I not being told here? Why am I being told this? Why are they phrasing it this way? Like, if you don't ask those questions, it does. It just goes in one ear and your brain just accepts it as true and out the other. Just think.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing, critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, taking your calls. Tim Walz, all about a number of things, but go down to some callers. I know about old Mr. Tim Walz, the VP pick. Let's go to Chuck in St. Paul. Thanks for calling in, Chuck. You live in Minnesota. How's it been with Walz as governor?
Oh man. You know, if Charlie Kirk stole my thunder a little bit, because he was kind of getting everything right out there in the open. Like, people need to remember, like, the weirdest thing I saw the other day was Camel Toe Harris was talking about, remember COVID-19? Remember those days? And I was like, why are you smiling? Kim Jong-Walz decided to shut everything down. He was the first governor to actually say you have to get a vaccine to see if your grandparents or your parents are in the hospital and if they're dying. He was one of the people that first implemented to say you cannot go there and help, you know, take care of the body and everything. He tried to dictate your parents passing on. And I think everyone should remember that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one I hadn't heard, but it hadn't heard yet. But it sounds like he's just sort of massively extreme on any topic that you want to mention. I'm just seeing people post about, you know, not just that 6-year-olds can get transgender care, but the fact that they'll take kids from other states, right? They'll kidnap your kid. They'll allow the kid to transition without permission. Like, he's extreme. He's as extreme as you can possibly get with transgenderism. He's extreme as you can possibly get with the racial crap. Obviously, Minnesota was ground zero for the BLM riots. And it sounds like he's just the worst on everything. And it doesn't surprise me. Really, anything I'm going to hear about this guy is not going to surprise me. He's like a socialist. Then how did this guy represent a rural Republican district while he was in Congress? Like, how did that happen?
You know, the best thing about it, I could go an hour on this cuck boy. That's what we'll call him. And, you know, every time I hear about kids and like all that weird stuff, I just need to brush my teeth after, just because it just feels disgusting.
It feels
like,
dirty. Yeah, I know.
It's gross, man. But regardless, with that, I don't know how. You know, when it came to the last, you know, the midterms, we had Scott Jensen and Matt Burke, the old tackle for the Vikings. Those two teamed up against Mr. Walls and Flanagan. But, you know, Walls was so called out after, you know, the love riots and after all the COVID BS. He shut down the Iron Range, literally a giant chunk of Minnesota's history, like, you know, all of part of just agriculture, everything up there, mining, whatnot, you want to call it. He shut that down to save the polar bears, the little polar bears, you know?
This guy
has no idea. Well, he's all about that CO2 climate change malarkey crap.
Of course he's on the climate change. Of course. No, is there anything? But again, it's like, so how does this go? Okay. They're pitching this guy almost as a moderate.
He didn't even show up to the debate, Harrison. Like, he couldn't even show up to the debate to get called out for his tyranny he put on us. Like, you want to represent the people? Oh, man.
And of course,
then when Trump went to St. Cloud, go ahead, dude.
You know, they're pointing to the fact that Minnesota recently had a redesign of their flag, and it turns out it looks exactly like the Somalian flag, because, of course, Minnesota was where they dumped hundreds of thousands of Somalians and gave them a district. Here, have a congressional district and a congressional seat so that you can, hire your ethnic compatriots to advocate for Somalia in the American Congress. I mean, so we got Somalia, we got climate change, we got COVID, we got racial relations, we got transgenderism, and he is as far left as you can get on all of them. So
shit, I'm out of fingers, man. I'm out of fingers here, Harrison. Crap.
Yeah, exactly.
What do we do? We're thinking for ourselves. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I know. It's all coming down. Thank you very much. Very entertaining call, Chuck. And call in again, because I would like to hear you go off a little bit more about this guy. And is it Walls? You were saying Walls. I've been saying Waltz.
I call him Kim Jong Walls. That's what Minnesotans call him around here. Can you do me one favor, though, Harrison?
What's up?
Can you just tell Maria Z I said what's up?
I will.
You guys take care, all right?
She's a wonderful lady. Thank you for that call, Chuck. Let's go to Tom in Michigan. You want to talk about some of the accomplishments of the Democratic Party? I'm ready to hear them. Let's go, Tom. What are the accomplishments?
Well, I think the accomplishments, we have to look at them as stealing the elections. That was a heck of an accomplishment, don't you think?
Hey, you got to give it to them. They stole the All hell right. out of that well, election. That was a professional job.
COVID-19. Another great, great accomplishment. And we, the American people, don't highlight the accomplishments that the Democratic Party has done. And I'm trying to figure out why we don't do that.
You're right. We have to admire and respect their PSYOP capabilities. They are able to pull the wool over everyone's eyes. And even when they're caught, nobody cares. It's an amazing thing that they've been able to accomplish. They saw Joe Biden completely collapse on stage, like not physically, but mentally, spiritually. They saw that he was a walking corpse, incapable of holding a conversation, let alone running the country. And nobody even suggested the Fifth Amendment. It never even came up. So not only are they able to convince everybody of their lies in the most ridiculous fashion. And by the way, obviously we're being sarcastic here, but they're not even convincing anybody. They have a skill of lying together. That's what it is. Their number one skill is to all universally and at the same time say the same lie. And that is their only skill. And boy, have they honed it. I mean, they are very, very capable in that regard. You're right, Tom. We can't undersell these scumbags.
And that's why we need to highlight their accomplishments and what they're doing. And until we get out there and say, hey, listen, the Democratic Party has accomplished this, and if you agree with their accomplishments, vote for them.
Yep.
Plain and simple, good, bad, or otherwise.
Hey, look, we talked about it earlier. How's this for an accomplishment? They passed a bill called the Inflation Reduction Act that was a climate change bill. I mean, when they can just do that out in the open, when they could just sit there and go, yeah, it's called the Inflation Reduction Bill. It builds solar panels and windmills, and everybody goes, yeah, that's normal and fine. I mean, look, they can get away with anything, and it really is incredible. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tim in California. You want to talk about Kim Jong Walls. Go ahead, Tim, you're on the air.
Yeah, Kim Walls, both on crime and on the border. On the border, he supported making Minnesota a sanctuary state. He expanded health care coverage for migrants. He said that, hey, migrants can go ahead and apply for driver's licenses in Minnesota. And not only that, hey, migrants are now eligible for free college in Minnesota. And then when it comes to crime, hey, those George Floyd riots back in 2020, you know, he's a governor of a state. Just the city of Minneapolis, those riots caused $500 million in damage. That would go a long ways if it were on the positive side of things. And then the weird thing, he's now tied at the hip with Kamala. And she, if I've got this right, she was at the same time saying, let's bail those same people out.
100%.
The people that are burning down that city and burning down these things and breaking all this stuff in, hey, let's bail them out. And, oh, I didn't personally give any money, but didn't they say, I mean, don't quote me, didn't they say that she raised like $40 million? Wasn't that the number I heard?
Yeah, it was the Minnesota Freedom Fund. She tweeted out a link to it saying donate here, and they got people out on bail, people who then went on to murder people. No, yeah, you're exactly right. So, yeah, crime, climate change, turning his country, turning his state into Somalia, open borders, trans kids, abortion, COVID. He's far left on all of it. So I guess that's the play now. I guess pander to as far left as you can possibly get. And also, I guess, to the black community, since they were allowed to burn down Minnesota, maybe. I mean, it seems like they're all in on just getting non-white people to vote for them. Like, you know, we talked about it's why they're so infuriated that people are saying Kamala's not black, because they're like, if she's not black, then we have nothing. We have absolutely nothing to pitch if she's not able to, you know, pander racially. Thanks for the call, Tim. Let's go to a quick call. Drew in California, you're on the air. A minute left in the show. Go ahead.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. Told the crew back there that you guys are awesome. You guys have the best crew in the frickin' world.
I agree.
Other than that, just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? Mm. So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. You guys got to try something. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years
and
of hell,
it helped clear up.
You guys
got
to try some of it. Totally. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going every day.
Wow. And I love hearing that.
All.
And it's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95. That is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.